And now more Tune Up with Deb, produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Let's send it back to your host, Deb Ross.
My guest today is Alan Weeks. He's an insurance specialist who works with Integrys Financial Planning Services. Now, just before the break, when I asked the question regarding if the need for life insurance ever goes away, we started talking about the types of life insurance. So let's start off with that topic. Can you talk to us and explain what the different types of life insurance are, please?
Yes, absolutely. What is most commonly known would be creditor life insurance. And that creditor insurance is what you would typically obtain when you go to your financial institution to acquire your mortgage. So that's one type. Another type that you might be very familiar with is what we see on our employee benefit plan. That's employee term life insurance. And statistically, I find it extremely interesting that about 70% of Canadians that are adults, that is the only coverage they have. They have creditor life insurance from the financial institution that covers off their mortgage or covers off their car loan, and they have their employee benefit life insurance. 70%.
That's a very large number.
It was staggering when I first heard that number. And out of the 30% that's left over, those are the 30% that have actually gone out and, you know, discussed, I guess, what their life insurance needs are with a licensed advisor. But even out of that 30%, half of them are underinsured.
Wow.
It's hard to believe.
So we have a lot of families at risk in Canada.
It is amazing the amount of families that are at risk. And most people, and I totally understand it, it's not a huge priority.
It's not a pleasant conversation.
No, it isn't. It's something that a lot of people struggle with. Part of the life insurance conversation, we talk about children as well. That's even more difficult to discuss. So yes, it's not a topic that most people like to discuss. It's actually a topic that I think that most people would rather not discuss.
But what an exercise in reality when we have to think of our mortality.
It is. And after discussing the creditor insurance, life insurance, after discussing the employee term life insurance, we then start talking about an individually owned policy. That can be a term insurance product, typically between 10 years to 30 years. It could be a permanent whole life product. That would be a product that would be around as long as the person lives, from now until whenever, until 85 years old or even older. I just came back from a family reunion and we had a 99-year-old there. So a permanent policy would still be in force for a person of that age. Another commonly known, phrase or word for a policy or life insurance policy would be a universal life insurance policy. That's a type of permanent policy that has an investment component built into it.
So there's quite a variety of types of the product that's available. How do you determine which type is best for a given situation?
That is the number one thing that we have to do, and it's called an insurance needs analysis. An insurance needs analysis, it takes about 5 minutes to complete. So when you think about it in the big scheme of things and time, it's not a long exercise.
It's not a large time investment.
No. And it really takes into account so many factors. It takes into account male, female genders, smoker or non-smoker, and the age of the person. It also takes into account if they have savings that they would like to pass on to their loved ones or use to pay for debt in the event of their death. And furthermore, it also includes any other life insurance they may have, like that employee benefit life insurance or any other policies that they may have. But more importantly, it also includes the amount still owing on their mortgage, their loans and their debts. Here's one that most people don't think of is their child education expenses. Our children, and I have two, they grow up and they go to university, and university is expensive. In the event of a policy owner passing away, they can build into that policy the value of what the cost of university would be for their children. Huge, in my opinion. Another one is just final expenses. There's another hidden one, and it's weddings. My daughter was married about 5 years ago, and if I wasn't around to see that wedding and experience it, I wanted to make sure that I was still going to be the financial, I guess, participant that I was. Without the life insurance, if I passed away prematurely, that wouldn't have happened. With the life insurance, yes. Life insurance does one thing, it buys you peace of mind.
Yes, it does.
Furthermore to that, it also encompasses, as we talked about before, the adjustment period, the replacement of income for a period of time. And then basically we calculate all that by clicking a button and it all comes out to a dollar figure. And that is what the life insurance is, the amount that you need. You simply minus off what you have and that tells you what you need to apply for.
Now, so we go through the process, we do the needs analysis. You've looked at the situation inside and out and recommended a particular type of life insurance or perhaps multiple types of life insurance in order to cover off the various financial commitments that I have. Now, we have that all set up. Now, is it possible to adjust policies if my goals or my situation changes?
Yes, I think that's the easiest way of answering that question. Most term policies nowadays are what we call renewable and convertible. So one, if you're buying it for a term of 20 years and you needed to renew it, you could, because it's got a built-in renewable provision. Also, it could be convertible. That means that, let's say the insurable interest was declining because the debts are being paid down or completely removed and other insurable needs have dwindled, one might say they would like to convert a portion of that to become a permanent insurance product because now they're thinking more about possibly estate planning or final expenses or these long-term financial end needs. So I would say, yes, they're very, very switchable. They're adjustable to reduce coverage and to reduce the amount of time of coverage. It's with the stroke of a pen. So it's just filling out a form, sitting down with a licensed advisor and making the changes.
So if people are thinking that their lives have changed, their circumstances have changed, their family needs have changed, would it be something that would be appropriate to invite them to give you a call and do basically another needs analysis, even though they may have insurance in force right now?
Great question. The answer to that is yes.
Okay.
Our needs change all the time. And so what we do is once a policy is placed, we would have that insured person come back in, say, the first year and then ongoing years after that so that we can just do a quick review. Quite often, insurable needs change because our lives change. You can then possibly, let's say someone had... their lives had changed where they had acquired some property out at the lake and they wanted then to buy some more life insurance. So yes, you can buy an additional policy when your needs change upwards in the future, or you can reduce your coverage when your needs change down in the future.
So now let's talk about saving money, because of course you know that the work that I do, I'm very focused on having people saving money. Where can we save money and how can we save money on life insurance?
Great question. It's a long, big question as well. First and foremost, I would say to reduce the cost of your premiums as much as possible would be to suit your life insurance policy to the term of time that you need. Now, all you're doing there is buying a term insurance policy and you're paying a premium. And so for the cost of a premium, the policy will pay a benefit if you pass away during the life of the policy. However, there is no equity in a term insurance policy, just a plain term insurance. So if you're looking at the long-term cost, you can get a product which is called a whole life insurance policy. It's permanent whole life. Yes, they're more expensive per month for a premium cost, but they have what's called cash values that build up within the policy. It's like a, it's almost like a savings account, if you can call it that. So let's say you paid into your policy for 20 years and your insurable interest and your needs for insurance was completely gone at the end of 20 years. The policy would have what's called a cash surrender value. After 20 years or 20 plus years, typically it's equal to what your premium payments were during the life of the policy. So if you're thinking more of a long term and you buy the insurance policy, one, you're buying peace of mind. Two, you're buying almost like a forced savings plan where 20 years passes, you didn't pass away prematurely. You now, if you wanted to, it's just one of the choices at that time, you could simply cancel your policy and the insurance company would then pay you the value of your cash surrender values. And if that equaled the value of your premiums over 20 years, how much did you save?
That's a significant amount of money.
Yes.
It really is. So, and the reason I ask this question is, it is a loaded question, and I am going to answer part of the question myself. I encourage people to have ongoing relationships with their insurance advisors because our lives change. And the best way that I have seen to save money on your life insurance cost, which is a very valid expense in my opinion, is to continue that relationship so that the changes in your life, your insurance advisor is aware of, and your policies can be adjusted according to your life. And the idea of saving money, that doesn't necessarily mean reducing a premium. That could be increasing a premium because our lives change. We acquire more assets, we have more children, we have more responsibilities. So encouraging that relationship is exactly where I'd like to go. Alan, would you please give us your contact details? We're just about out of time here.
My contact details?
Please, your telephone number?
Oh, thank you. My telephone number for my direct line is 250-612-3493.
Alan, I'm hoping to have you on again. We've got more questions, and I would love to be able to continue this conversation. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
To my listeners, thank you for your time, and we will chat again very soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.